This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. He has returned from that whence, wherever he went. I didn't catch on. I wasn't read in on everything. But joining me again as we kick the week off is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good evening, sir.
I had a great time while I was gone. I am so glad to be with you today.
Where did you go?
I went to the Florida Keys for a dive vacation with my family. It is a wonderful spot for beginning divers.
Okay.
Yeah. Spent about 12 hours underwater that week. Got to visit a world I wouldn't normally get a chance to see.
Right.
But, wow, the world didn't stop turning when I was gone.
No, it did not. So, what's on your mind today?
Well, how have you been? I'm still catching up with the episode. I didn't get to hear every podcast that you recorded for me during the week. Are you well? How's your back?
I just started today on the marathon grueling session, as I'm calling it, because I'm going to go 6 times in the next 2 weeks. Today was the first.
Wow.
And it's a little more intense because I had a chat with him. I was like, well, I'm tired of these temporary solutions.
Right.
I'd like to do something a little more permanent. And so he knew exactly what I was talking about. And he's like, well, in order for that to be that way, you're going to have to come here this many times. So
it's not that I don't like you, Doc. It's just that I want to be fixed.
Yeah. So. That's how that's going. So,
you know what I admire about that, Bill? You had a back problem. You're saying fixing it is uncomfortable, but let's address it. I wish, I pray, that people across this entire country, in fact, the entire world, had the same attitude. That was supposed to be the virtue and strength of the United States, that we could lead by example.
Right.
Instead, the example we're setting aren't very good. 63 people shot in Chicago over the weekend, 5 of them fatally. And I'm sorry, that's not news. That's been going on for decades, and they've continued to vote the same way, year after year, election after election, making the same excuses that you and I, honest gun owners, are to blame. Now, fortunately, my friends that are firearms instructors in Chicago, they can't offer public classes anymore because they're so busy offering private classes. People said, okay, COVID's hard. You have to do a small class. Here, I tell you what. My office will go. We're around each other. We trust each other. How about my family and my two neighbors? I'm seeing that in Chicago. I'm seeing it in Northeast Ohio, and our friend, Rick Ector, just trained thousands of women in 2 days in Detroit.
Yeah, well, Rick is a special kind of training lunatic. He's a he definitely gets out there, and he likes to do the training. That is a given with Mr. Ector.
Yeah, well, And Rick is the kind of guy, he's a very nice man, but when he needs something, he goes, I'm trying to do something special. Why don't you be part of it? Come help me out. And the only way you do that is to have hundreds of volunteers, which Rick was able to put together.
Right.
So far, I left out New York City. I wish we could. 23 people shot, 5 dead over the weekend, including an off-duty corrections officer. The idea that we would be safe if only special people had guns has not been true. 888 shootings this year, almost twice the number from last year. It turns out that when you shatter an economy, Mayor de Blasio, more people turn to crime.
Yes, they do.
Now, wow. Unfortunately, it's an election year. We're seeing political craziness. We're seeing New York politicians pander horribly to Mayor Bloomberg and his billionaire bucks. They're saying, you know, this law, this federal law that protects firearms manufacturers, it says, hey, you're not held liable if a criminal misuses your gun, unless, of course, your gun is defective, or you violate a state law. So a New York state senator said, well, why don't we just say that you're selling a nuisance object and gun manufacturers are responsible for how that object is used improperly? Okay, they're trying to work around, basically they're pandering to the lawyers who bought the New York legislature and saying, here, go sue firearms manufacturers. What I then wonder is if that law also includes guns for the police. I'm sure it won't. It seems the next lawsuit should be to say, oh, no, that's really unequal treatment. And since so many policemen lose their guns or sell their guns illegally across the country, that should apply to New York policemen and special security details that are used to guard politicians. If the public can't be armed, let's disarm all the legal so-called gun owners. No special treatment for New York politicians. We'll see how this bit of legislation hammers out.
Right. That, you know, I get what you're saying. I understand what you're saying. I saw that about New York and everything. I'd love to know how they can just declare... Could we declare state assemblies to be nuisance items?
Given their threat to public safety, I think that would be absolutely appropriate.
We've only got
2 minutes. You've said to me many times that you don't believe the polls. You think polls are how media outlets produce the propaganda they want to spin. Well, I saw a new take on that. Bill, we're conducting a massive poll all across this country, and it's happening pretty much 8 to 5, let's say, in every gun store across the United States. People are going, the question we're asking in this poll is, do you think the government can protect you, given the government's strange and growing stranger policies of crime control? We're voting in that poll massively, with gun sales increasing on average by 95% year to year. You believe that poll, Bill?
I have to make it a habit, Rob, to make sure that I don't believe any of the polls, no matter whether they come out my way or not.
Okay.
I look at those and I quote them and I look at them, and at the same time I'm like, I don't know how much I want to give the... Because every time you do that, I mean, they're already walking back the election polls because they want to look less stupid than they did last time.
The same way they did the COVID polls, yeah.
Yeah. Rob, you can catch Rob's stuff at Slopax WordPress blog. Then it goes from there to ClashDaily.com. Then it goes from there to Ammoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out at franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse.
Well, so much has happened since we talked, Bill, and I'm sure, is Dan coming on afterwards?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm sure he's going to talk about both Kamala Harris and her long history of being anti-gun, as well as the decision by the Ninth Circuit Court, a three-judge panel on the Ninth Circuit Court. The Ninth Circuit comes in a number of sizes, and legislation or litigation has to work through it, unfortunately, slowly. But Harris is involved in that decision as well. Let's back up a little bit. We know that Joe Biden has made no bones about it. In fact, he's proudly proclaimed that he's for firearm confiscation, that he's opposed to NRA. In fact, I fought the gun lobby, close quote. Well, a lot of people are thinking that this might actually be the Harris presidency in disguise, that Joe Biden probably won't last a full term, may not last a year. What's interesting about Kamala Harris is that as the Attorney General for California, she opposed the Heller decision. In fact, she filed briefs, amicus briefs, meaning friend of the court, saying, Supreme Court, when you consider this, I want you to include this way of looking at it, which said that, no, there was no individual right to keep and bear arms, which is fascinating because she's a gun owner.
So is Feinstein, right? Feinstein was a gun owner for a while.
For a while.
Schumer is a gun owner. Schumer.
Right.
Schumer had a carry permit for a while in New York.
In New York, no less. These decisions, she really does want to disarm you. So, yeah, basically she said, oh, those semi-automatic weapons, those are weapons of war. She's talking about firearms that are over 130 years old. They're used widely in every class of firearm, from shotguns to handguns to rifles.
Well, and the other thing that she's doing, I mean, the way they write this, it not only gets rid of the black, scary-looking rifles, but it also gets rid of the Glocks, and it gets rid of anything that has a magazine capacity of over 10, which is primarily just about any full-sized or compact-sized semi-automatic handgun today in just about every caliber except 45 ACP.
Which, now, to me, one interpretation that no one else has is that Kamala Harris is a radical advocate for John Moses Browning in the 1911, because that only typically carries 7+1. Now with better springs, 8+1. Do you think that's, am I misinterpreting that, Bill?
That's definitely a weapon of war. That's actually seen combat. What are you talking about?
Oh, that's right. Although I don't think there are very few military branches that would carry it now. The point being, the 1911 was a cavalry pistol. Lots of safety features makes it, if you want to learn to master it, it's a very safe firearm, even though California denies that and says, oh, even after what? It was first submitted in 1906, accepted in 1911, and yet California says they still need samples from manufacturers to prove that it's safe, and until they submit those, a gun of that vintage, no, isn't safe enough for Californians unless they're law enforcement. Well, we see anti-gun politicians come up with absurd interpretations of safety and then always include loopholes that let them, their rich friends, carry guns where they want to. It's embarrassing. It's wildly hypocritical. I did notice that Tucker Carlson came out and pointed that out, but of course the MSNBC and their gun control forum is the last place where I'd expect to see that sort of truth. Bill, it makes me so grateful for you and the ninjas.
Well, I mean, I don't know how much of that we have to do with some of that stuff. As far as preventing it, it comes down to the voters, though. I mean, and, you know,
yes.
as I'm looking at California, And like I watched a video on YouTube the other day called "Seattle is Dying."
Yes.
And this is pre Antifa was already there, but I think this was filmed in 2016, 2017, 2018. I'm not sure.
Wow. Pre-COVID.
And, yeah. And it was interesting to watch which way they're going. And it's also because they interviewed so many ex-cops who quit because they were being hamstrung from doing it. And yet, with all, and they interviewed, I mean, they showed lists of repeat offenders and all this other stuff. And with all of that stuff and with all the stuff that's going on there and all the homelessness and all these other things that's going on there, they still get elected again and
right.
again. It happens
right.
in Portland. It happens in Seattle. It happens in all these blue states. Happens in Chicago. I mean, Rahm Emanuel had the same problems that Lori Lightfoot's got right now. Maybe hers are spiking right now. I don't know. Baltimore was a hot spot, and they've gone through how many mayors since then? Two? How many police
right.
chiefs? Two. And yet they keep on running the same kind of action, expecting a
yeah.
different result, which is the primary definition of insanity, if you will. But in any
and
case, it comes down to them, and if they're not going to make the change, what are we supposed to do?
Well, we are supposed to learn from their mistakes and not ask them to repeat it on a larger scale.
Yeah.
Kamala's 2020 campaign website says that she will give Congress 100 days to impose a mandatory assault weapon ban, or she will do it
yeah.
through
well,
executive orders.
Yeah, except that that's unconstitutional. She can't do it. All she can do... She can't get out there and say, well, we're running out of time. Well, we can pick this up on the other side.
There we go.
Rob, of course, he is part of the Polite Society podcast, which is a big ensemble podcast, covers multiple topics every time it's recorded. Many different people come and go, although Rob and Paul seem to be the two primary people, the two anchors there. And then, of course, is the unique Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, which is Rob alone. Check them out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise, no sacrifice. STIguns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he may make a surprise visit to Iowa to inspect storm damages.
I'll say this, a surprise visit to Iowa, if we can get it in, we're going to do that. But the very important thing is that we approved the emergency declaration for Iowa, so they're in good shape. They're working as we speak. Also, FEMA is in Iowa now full force and helping them greatly.
Tens of thousands of Iowans are still without power after a powerful storm swept through the area last week. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy will testify before the Democratic-led House Oversight Committee next week. Death Valley in the California desert reached 130 degrees on Sunday, which, if verified, would be the hottest global temperature recorded since 1931. This is USA Radio News. The national average for a gallon of gasoline has dropped by only a penny, meaning 53 consecutive days that the price has remained roughly the same. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
That's over seven straight weeks, which is an incredible feat, considering Americans are driving less due to the pandemic. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com has the latest figures.
Average gas prices in the U.S. fell 1 cent per gallon in the last week and currently stand at a national average of $2.16 per gallon, 47 cents lower than last year's tally of $2.62 per gallon. Average gas prices now stand 4 cents below last month's level of $2.20 per gallon.
South Dakota declined to accept the enhanced unemployment payment President Trump offered through a recent executive order. Governor Kristi Noem, a Republican, appeared to be the first governor to decline the enhanced payment. Noem saying her state has recovered nearly 80% of their job losses. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.net.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. Speaking with Rob Morse.
Bill, you said something really important, and it's slightly off topic, but you touched on it. And unfortunately, it does come back to bite us in our freedom. You mentioned that New York City is failing. We've seen that pattern before, San Francisco, Chicago, Portland. But I remember what you said. You said you wanted to go to New York City.
Right.
When they fixed their firearms laws, you wanted to go there to meet your friends, get together for a meal, you know, see the cultural sites and entertainment, and do some business. But think what COVID has done to those cities. We don't meet at a local bar or restaurant. We don't network after hours. We work remotely, we meet online, and now millions of us, including the wealthy, are going, these cities aren't safe, and they don't offer me what they used to.
Right.
Right. So we're seeing property values plummet, and in the azure blue gems of the Democrat Party, those cities are having a terrible time. We saw that happen again. In, was it Cleveland?
I'm sure we've seen that happen in Cleveland. No doubt about that. But
and unfortunately, a Republican governor, Jim DeWine, is saying, oh, gosh, look what's happening. We'll have to impose gun control. And I think there's a man who, perhaps like what Texas Governor Abbott did. He has aspirations to run for state senator. He's trying to get cross-party votes. I hope the Republicans in Ohio are wise enough to say, no, nice try, Governor. We disagree. Your political pandering has to stop here for the sake of those in Ohio. That political pandering for public attention isn't limited to politicians. I have to bring up another example, and maybe you can help me interpret it.
Sure.
I think at Portland State University, we may have reached peak stupidity. They said they want to disarm all the campus cops.
Right.
But when you look at polls, campus police and school resource officers are wanted by the majority of white students. They're wanted by most minority students. Not even close. Minority students, remember, a lot of them have come from violent communities. Hey, they want law enforcement on campus to keep them safe.
Sure.
SROs are wanted by almost all school staff, but they're not wanted by the posturing administrators and faculty.
I watch what DeWine did, right? We now have this default position that the squishes want to go to. This happened, so we have to have more gun control.
Right.
And yet we have drug prohibition right now.
Right.
That does nothing to stop crime involving drugs. I'm not saying that they should legalize drugs, right? But to get out there and say, well, you know, we should. Why don't they just pass a law outlawing murder?
Oh,
wait a minute. They've already done that. Yeah, they've tried it, right?
No.
Getting out the Pandora's box that is the gun. That box is flung wide open. It doesn't matter unless they eradicate every brain on the planet, including their own.
Right.
Guns are here.
Right.
Getting out there and not doing enough critical thinking to get out there and worrying about it's a little bit like mopping up the vomit if somebody's throwing up without taking their temperature and trying to figure out why they're sick.
Right.
They want to mop up the vomit, but at the same time, they don't want to cure the patient. Apparently in Pennsylvania, they got a lot of, it was Ohio, right? In Ohio, they got a lot of issues that they should be looking at. How's the family structure there? How's that doing? What's the economic opportunity? What's the educational opportunity in these areas where this is happening?
Cleveland, is a Democrat controlled city. Democrat majority on the city council.
Okay.
And up until last fall, crime rates were falling. Unemployment was at record levels, including record levels in all minority communities, even young men who hadn't completed their high school education. We were bringing peace to our inner cities. And I wonder if that didn't threaten some politicians. And a lockdown was a way for them to regain political prominence.
Well, they were looking to trash the economy going into this at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Biden was never going to go anywhere at the beginning of the year.
Right.
The economy was too strong. You know, Korea has been neutered. He's out there creating peace resolves and all this other stuff. And unemployment was at an all time low in every demographic.
Right.
And I mean, I'll give you an example. I think one of the reasons everybody wants you to wear a mask is that so everybody's reminded COVID-19 is out there. It's a visual reminder that COVID-19 is out there. And it doesn't matter whether it's an effective mask, just a mask. Because it's an indicator. It's like a turn signal. It is not a protective piece of equipment.
It's a public relations.
Yes.
It's like carrying a billboard.
I can think Kurt Schlichter refers to this as an information operation. This is a
Yeah.
This is them out there spreading all this stuff. So it's the mask thing is mainly to remind you. And they've done a pretty good job because there's a lot of people out there just going, just wear a damn mask. Okay, here you go. Not protecting you any. You're making me feel like junk. You know, I have asthma, so I mean, that sort of puts a tax on me. But I'm not even going to argue with them. I'm not even going to argue with them because eventually, you know, some semblance of sanity will return. But, you know, there was a statistic that came out just the other day, and I don't remember who did it, but the statistic is based off of study, and you know how I feel about them. But
right.
They did a study, and 28% of people 18 to 24 during the COVID-19
mm-hmm.
incident, shall we say, mm-hmm. have considered suicide. And that's what they
I'm
have
afraid
wrong.
Of.
Yeah, yeah. We're coming up on the next break. And Rob is like a dual threat because he writes, and his written word gets way out there. It starts at one spot and then it just goes out in concentric circles. But it starts at Slopak's WordPress blog, goes to ClashDaily.com, then it goes to AmmoLand. The podcasts, well, he does two different titles. He does Self-Defense Gun Stories, which is a forensic breakdown, if you will, of a real self-defense incident, and the Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live. Excuse me. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. That's the one problem with live radio, Rob, is you get out there and you're doing your rejoinder and then it sounds like you're about to cough up a lung and you still have to finish the rejoinder. You still got Rob? There he is. I missed that part. Whatever you said, I missed it.
That's why pros like you earn the big bucks, because you can make that, you can bring us, you can get us back and never trip.
Yeah, I just sound ridiculous as I do it. That's all there is to it. So, yeah. So, where would you like to go, sir, with this final segment before we move on?
Oh, we've got to go to California.
Absolutely. Let's go. Going back to Cali.
So, this court case started forever ago. The California legislature said, oh, yeah, I understand that your normal guns come with, what, 15, 16, 17 rounds. No, that's too dangerous unless you're protecting me. So that if you're just a citizen at home, we want to limit the number of cartridges that can fit in a magazine. And you know what? Before, we couldn't tell where these magazines came from, but for a while, it'll be illegal to get new ones, but you can keep your old ones. And then, no, you know, it's illegal to even have the old ones. Well, a judge in the Ninth Circuit said, that's crazy. I mean, you're using, the police have a radio on their shoulder. They go around in teams. They wear body armor. You or your wife, when you see a criminal, you know, home invasions are typically done by average of 2 to 3 people. You're outnumbered. You don't have a radio on your shoulder. How many, and if these criminals are armed, you're outgunned. Why should a mom at home have less power to defend her family than the police have? So, they very carefully said that this restriction was unconstitutional, and they said some things, very particular things about it. It infringed on the right of self-defense. These magazines are essential for self-defense. Part, you know, single-shot firearms are notoriously ineffective. They're in common use. And here's what I thought they said that was really interesting. The rules that the California legislature used are not narrowly tailored to achieve their stated goal. Their stated goal is that criminals use guns. We want to be safer. Well, the court never said that the law doesn't work, but they said that if it did work, then the legislature should do better than impose a statewide ban on all honest citizens and the guns they can use. Basically, what the court said is, look, the state's bigger than downtown Los Angeles.
You know,
there's more in California than downtown San Francisco. And they said that simply by leaving the city means that law enforcement, you don't have to be up in some backwoods home. Just get out of the city, and immediately law enforcement can be hours away.
Well, let me ask you a question. Doesn't California have a DOJ-approved handgun list?
Yes, they do.
So do some of the handguns come standard all across the United States with 13-round, 15-round, 17-round, you know, magazines?
Except California. Yep.
So
you have to get a California-compliant magazine for your Glock 19 that would normally hold 15 rounds.
See, to me, if they're going to be consistent, I would see a magazine is a magazine that's compliant is nothing more than a magazine spring on a block, right?
Yep.
If those you can take those magazines apart and change that just that quick. You get a little punch pop out there. Oh, look at here. It's a block that's about, five rounds tall. I'm going to take it out. Now it's a 15-rounder.
Right.
It is a false positive for them. It's one of those things where they're out there and they're saying, well, we trust you with the gun, just not with that many bullets.
Right. Well, and what's so fascinating is, well, aren't you afraid then if this is an instrument of death, if it's got 15 rounds in it, don't you want to neuter it so that if a policeman's firearm is taken, the person can't kill a vast crowd? I mean, why does a policeman need an instrument of death? The average engagement, 3 yards, 3 seconds, 3 rounds. Why does he need 15 rounds? Oh, he's protecting you. I'm sorry.
But at the same time, they have no obligation to protect me.
Indeed, they do not. Well, and now that's a fascinating statement, very similar to what Kamala Harris said in a law, in her writings, where she said, look, minorities cannot trust the police. The police are not obligated to come. When they come, they take longer to arrive in the minority communities, and often they're less effective at stopping crime when the police do arrive. Therefore, minority communities are underserved by police. Well, you know, come on, isn't that a reason why minority communities, more than anyone else, needs to be able to protect themselves? Or at least that's what this three-judge panel said.
Well, the other thing, though, is while they're saying that, they're also saying, but police are racist systemically.
Oh, my gosh.
And they've got to be defunded. So, I mean, this little circle that they're doing, as they put their heads into their little old, what shall we say, their
sand.
Huddle. Yeah.
Right.
Their little huddle getting together. They're out there, or sand, whichever one you prefer. They're saying, well, you can't be trusted with a gun with this many bullets. And the guys that we do trust with that many bullets are systemically racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
well, except
that's where they lose me.
Unless we hire them as private contractors that are just there to protect us.
Right. Yeah.
Right. That was Seattle.
Yeah.
Now, the Ninth Circuit, the ruling didn't do something terribly important. The earlier Ninth Circuit judge who said this law is unconstitutional wrote a great long decision that said that, and then that decision was affirmed and amplified by this three-judge panel. After that first judge had made a ruling, the Ninth Circuit put in an injunction. The three-judge panel did not reverse that injunction. So it's still illegal to sell or possess standard capacity magazines, even though the law has been ruled unconstitutional by a three-judge panel. Now,
I don't know. A whole bunch of companies are shipping them out there right now.
I know it's going to get crazy. I expect the state will appeal that decision and say, Ninth Circuit, you need to reaffirm your injunction so that California citizens can't have what everybody else in the rest of the country manages to have. It is a vast exercise in political subterfuge. We've seen politicians ruin a magnificent state, and they need a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Oh, we'll blame the police because they're systemically racist, even though they look just like the citizens they're protecting. Oh, gun owners are violent, even though gun owners are more law-abiding than the average citizen. My God.
And the average law enforcement guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's quite the tale they do weave. It's very interesting to watch them go through their machinations. I'm waiting to... I saw somebody ask Kamala Harris. Well, you know what? We're about to run out of time.
We've got, 20 seconds.
We got less than that. Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
My pleasure, Bill. I'm eager to hear Dan.
Very good, sir. I do appreciate that. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from The Truth About Guns. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.